We had AC/DC, Aerosmith, Jake Osbourne, and Pixies, Frank Black, 28IF, Talking Heads, American Ocelot, Carissa, Linda, Emily, and Katie, State of the Union, Classic Ruins, Bricks and Mortar, and Huck 2. Hey, the Lily Show is coming up next, minus one Lily. And Jack's here for support, I guess. Hey, Jack. Oh, where'd he go? He's already gone. All right, so stick around. The Lily Show is up next. 91.5 WMFO, Medford. There it goes.
Want to cut up and bring it to the runway and turn it and be the fierce disco queen rolling. But baby, give me a pair of boots up to my chin, an overboy on my arms, some red lipstick, and ooh, it's the party. Some say I want it all, I want too much for any one man to take. But you're there, amongst the madness, sinking in your own despair, searching for the truest light. But I'm here. If you look close enough, my light shines bright, blinding with warmth, with the love of life. For you, one woman's insanity is another woman's pleasure.
Hello, everyone. This is Lily, and this is 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. You just heard One Woman's Insanity off of the album One Woman's Insanity from 1993, Ultranate. My notes on her is that she's from Baltimore. Lots of discussion about Baltimore Club as of late. I think that's the first thing my best friend here said to our other good friend's girlfriend, right? Yes. Oh, I don't have your mic on. Go ahead.
That is correct.
Wonderful. Do you have anything else to add, Jack? Are you
no.
a fan of her?
Of who?
Ultranate.
I haven't heard as much as I wish I had, but I really like that song.
We're opening with One Woman's Insanity because I'm Lily, this is The Lily Show, and we're short one Lily, as Brian said. Thank you, Brian.
It's just one woman.
It's just One Woman's Insanity.
Yeah.
Speaking of, we're hearing an insane song, The New York Conning Tower. This is off of Be Careful What You Wish For, which is like a cool, visually, the album cover's cool. It's from 95. Romola?
Yeah.
Do you know them?
I don't.
Well, you would like them because they're from England and not New York.
Cool.
So you're with them on that because you're also not from New York, but
great.
Like New York. And they're named after the Crusades battle.
Awesome.
I thought about them Thursday because I was thinking about the Crusades in class.
Nice.
Thanks. Jack, do you have anything else to add? I thought this would be a good song to talk over.
Let me think. We're out here on this beautiful Saturday afternoon. I hope everyone listening has enjoyed the weather today because it's so nice out. And I hope everyone's having a great weekend. I've been having a pretty good one so far, and it's hard not to when it's this nice out. That's about all I have to say. But thank you, Lily, for sharing your platform with me.
I'd love to, Jack.
Tune into WMFO on Wednesdays at 9 a.m. to hear my show called The Rocky Mountain Oyster Review. Or don't.
Yeah. So today in store, we have a lot of fun 90s music and then a lot of fun music that's not from the 90s. But I think we have like three different tracks from 93. So enjoy today. Enjoy the weather. I'll tell you the temperature later to do my proper college radio DJ duties besides having a choppy haircut. Enjoy. everyone. I hope you're enjoying the track. Unfortunately, I'm about to cut it. I just want to say that I think this is great kid music. I've been thinking about kid music a lot this week. I played this for the children I babysit. They were really into it. We're going to move on to some more playful music. We're about to hear I Need You, which the 50% radio edit is from 93, Kumar. At least 5 different available edits immediately on Spinatron. So let's get into some more fun dance music because it's a Saturday. I'm tired of being lonely by myself. Boy, I need you. I'm tired of being lonely by myself. I bet you're listening to this song and thinking, wow, I wish someone would play this while DJing a crazy cool event. Jack, as a DJ, can you tell us?
I feel a little, I feel like this is entrapment a little bit.
Yes.
I think this is a great song. I love dance music. I don't know if there's too much of a place for like classic house anthems.
I feel like you wouldn't like the clap track on this.
I love the clap track on this.
You know what? Spencer would say that the clap track is too far forward on the mix.
No, I disagree. I like a prominent clap. That's something about me.
Next up, we have the whistle song from
Frankie. By Flo Rida.
Well, we'll listen to the track. But yeah, speaking of DJs, hey, could you do me a favor, DJ?
Absolutely. There comes a time when, in every great radio show, a PSA must be read. And today's is about events.tufts.edu, your new favorite website. Do you study, work, live, or play on or around Tufts University?
And love dance music?
Well, maybe. Are you interested in attending fun and educational events, including concerts, films, art exhibitions, seminars, symposiums, and lunch talks, many of them completely free and open to the general public? If so, you should check out the website, events.tufts.edu. Your one-stop web guide to oh so many things that are going on at Tufts.
So many.
Yes, that's events.tufts.edu. That was a public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community and Educational Radio.
That's us, both aspects.
That's us, community
and educational. Yes, this is a 7-minute track too, so we have time to gab if you so please.
Awesome, I can talk forever.
You know, don't you think this is a beautiful track though? It's not going to be dancing for another few minutes. Boy, do I wish I could have been dancing in the 90s. My dad's listening right now. I don't think he was dancing. No, he had a time to. It would have been then. It was before any of his children were born.
Yeah. He should have been in the club.
So, for all of my listeners, me and my friends pitched in to buy this Jack a DJ controller for his birthday, for his 20th birthday, because even though we're of the opinion that we have too many DJs in the world already, we thought we would add another.
I'm going to be different.
He's different.
Yeah.
The other Jack is also in the studio. He's not going to talk because he's busy on his iPad. Oh, sorry. Is that a sled? It's a very big iPad. No.
Anyways,
I'm on a mission with Jack to get the 90s dance music going at school again. That's why we're doing this episode.
Yeah.
The show.
I didn't select any of these songs, by
nope.
the way. Lily selected them all.
But I think
the way
next
she
one.
Phrased that made it sound like I was exerting some influence, which I'm not, but I'm enjoying the songs.
Indirectly.
I suppose.
Last night, Jack and I were getting ready for a party.
Correct.
In my dorm, right?
Yeah.
And he came to my room so I could do his makeup for him.
Yep.
And then I wanted to play, we were going to play some music to get us going.
Mm-hmm.
First, Immaterial by Sophie. Naturally.
Second, Immaterial by Sophie.
What was next?
I don't know. We just listened to that song like six
gosh.
Times.
The point of this, second, third, fourth,
yeah.
fifth, and sixth. And then
like,
Jack
hey,
put
hey
on,
cutie.
What song did you put on that I was just
hey
listening
cutie.
To? Yeah, oh, you put on Hey Cutie. There's, did Sophie work with AJ Cook ever?
Yeah, they were closely associated.
I think Sophie had died by the time 7G came out.
I believe so, because, I think it was before, because I feel like 7G came out in 2020. I don't know, I never listened to it all the way through, because it was, like...
Seriously?
It's like 2.5 hours long. I don't have time for that much AG Cook, you know?
You gotta listen to it when you're working.
Yeah, I don't know. I've got other, like, long-winded albums to listen to when I'm working.
Pop.
Yeah, no, there's a new, 80-minute drone album by Callie Malone that just came out, like, on Friday, and I've been meaning to get locked in and listen to that while working, because, again, very long-winded, but, yeah, I don't know.
You know, the real work in this world is dance.
That's the only real play, really.
And the only real play. It's the only real community and the only real education. That's what Rousseau
that.
Said. That's what
I
Rousseau said.
I think events.tufts.edu is up there, too.
Ooh, probably first, second, and third would be www.
Yeah.
events.tufts.
Yeah.
But enjoy more of this. Go on to events.tufts if you want to hear some fun dance music or come to anything.
I don't know if events.
Well, I was going to follow that with a joke.
Place for that.
Yeah, I don't think anyone's listening to their parties on there. But I hope you guys like it and play. And after, we're going to hear I'll Take Care of You by legend Jill Scott-Heron, and also with Jamie XX. I was telling Jack how I was excited to play music today, and I was playing this song because it was the most recent one, and you went to Jamie XX first as like creditor.
Yeah, because
which makes sense.
Well, to
just like God, we're young, aren't we?
Yeah, well, no, it's because I knew I had seen that album cover around before, like the little green one, and I that's like it's from a project that I never listened to, but I've been fascinated with, where like they took Gil Scott-Heron's last album.
This album is called We're New Here, by
the
way.
Yeah, but the Gil Scott-Heron album was called I'm New Here. And it was,
I'm getting a call.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I'm not.
Oh
yes,
no,
I am.
Yep, there is a call.
Guys, give us 1 minute. I'm going to try to pick up the call.
Thank you.
everyone. Thank you to our caller. The caller was not requesting anything but information.
That's right.
That I happily provided and picked up with the help of Jack. Thank you. I used to be much better at that. I also used to be much better at playing vinyl. Arguably playing a sullying of the song right now, but it's in the spirit of playing fun music after that got released not in the 90s.
Yeah.
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 What was your take?
My take is that I think Gil Scott-Heron's one of the greatest to ever do it.
Yes.
And even at the end of his career, with his album I'm New Here, which is a lot of the stuff that got remixed by Jamie XX on this.
Yeah, on this album. 2011 album.
Yeah,
a classic posthumous release.
Posthumous.
Posthumous
is like maybe after humor.
Oh my gosh! Well, speaking of humor, we're about to hear a funny song from. Oh wow, this is such a long outro from a funny band.
We love fun.
This is off the Dares newer
EP.
Yeah, newer EP. What's it called? The Dares newer EP, the Sex EP. Are you allowed to say that?
Yeah, you're allowed to say that.
Well, that they have two clean songs on the EP. This one, which is Bloodwork, and also Sex. Sex is not a good song.
The other two songs that aren't clean are the ones that I like the best.
Yes, exactly. But
that's okay.
This is a fun song though. Yeah. I don't know if you've listened to Bloodwork yet.
I have, but yeah. I don't have much to say about it, so.
Yeah. Enjoy the beats, dance in the car.
Yurt.
Yurt. We'll get into some fun.
We love fun.
Yes.
We love fun.
And the Super Bowl. Happy Super Bowl Sunday.
Happy
almost.
Happy Super Bowl.
Bye bye. again. Oh, Jack, do you want to get on?
Sure.
Because it's Deer Hunter.
I love Deer Hunter.
I know you. I saw you perk up.
Yeah.
This is on here because, it's beautiful and could theoretically be on a track list.
This is, He Would Have Laughed, right? Yeah.
Did you not just see me submit it?
No, I just know the song because
I know you're a Deer Hunter head.
I love this.
I am
this
too.
Whole record, Halcyon Digest.
I think
incredible.
This is second best album of theirs.
I agree.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I didn't even actually say the name. This is He Would Have Laughed by Deer Hunter, as we've been hinting at.
From Halcyon Digest.
Great record. 2010. Record.
One of the best albums ever, frankly.
Do you think this could have come out in the 90s?
No, because it sounds so like early 2010s dream poppy, but
yeah,
in a way I really, really like adore. And
it's
love.
Such a time.
It was before it got like before that was all like cooked, you know.
It's before it reached San Francisco.
I don't know because I don't know what was going on in San Francisco, but Deer Hunter is from the South, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, Atlanta.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, I've.
Didn't they record in Oh, I don't remember.
I don't know, but I don't know. I flip flop on Deer Hunter albums because they're all not all the most are very good, but this one is like I don't really believe in like a whole favorite versus like best dichotomy, but I think this is the best Deer Hunter album just because it's like it's very very well constructed, very well made, and Helicopter is one of the greatest songs of all time.
Helicopter is great.
So good.
But about Bloodwork, when I put it on, Jack goes, ooh, I'm going to download this, as in for Serato, as in for DJing, which is exactly a great purpose.
Yeah.
Do you think you could mix this into some UK garage?
Probably. Not this, like not Deer Hunter, but I could probably...
Oh, the Dare for sure. That's what they're making music for.
This, I could maybe find like a like crazy, like insane like speed garage edit with like six plays on SoundCloud somewhere.
Do you think you could do that now? We can put it on.
No, maybe. I'm gonna grab my computer after this and I'll look. But it might not exist. But yeah, fun
fact.
Were
we joking about like making fun of people going onto SoundCloud last night for searching title of song style of remix?
But it's a fun.
It's a great way to find music.
I have a fun fact I want to share about this song.
Yes.
This song was actually about
Oh my god, we have a nerd in the studio.
Well,
I'm kidding.
Another great musician.
I'm kidding.
Who, whose name I can't say. J, R word, if you will. I can't say that on air. But
I think you could.
No, you can't.
Says who? F-E-Z?
But he took his own life sometime in the late 2000s.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Bradford Cox of Deer Hunter, well, the whole band, they were all good friends with him. And they've like they've done split singles with him where like they did a cover of his song and he did theirs, and his cover of Fluorescent Gray by Deer Hunter is an all-timer.
Well, I'm happy you brought that up also because I'm gonna play a New Order song after this. So in terms of tragic deaths that lead to reconfiguration,
that leads to music, yeah.
Death and life and music—it's all a cycle, man.
Basically.
So is SoundCloud.
So is SoundCloud. Yeah, I'm gonna go grab my computer.
Enjoy, guys. I think we're good on time, so I'm actually gonna let the song play out. Everyone get ready. I have a helicopter, Diplo. Who else?
And Lunas of Tonight with Hudson Mohawk fame.
Okay, Jack, do you have it ready?
Yeah, I can Let's play go. It whenever.
Over this, but we're gonna have to.
This has been a fun discovery.
Oh my, that's crazy.
It's incredible.
I love SoundCloud. I love the world. I love the democratizing of music.
This was on YouTube actually, but it's still okay. But yeah, anyways, I miss when like electronic dance music like sounded like this, because it was like I've been thinking a bit about the trap era of EDM and how like it was just dumb and it was like funny and it was like kind of beautiful.
You know how I feel about trap.
Yeah, I mean I love trap, but like before trap was like a popular like rap genre, even when it was just like
when trap was people being stupid,
when it was just like I don't know. It's very interesting.
Speaking of stupid mixes of songs, we're going to listen to your favorite. We're going to listen to your preferred mix of Temptation.
Oh, nice.
To dance. All right. Yeah. I'm so sorry to cut this beautiful discovery off, but we're going to switch. Okay. All right.
Me to treat you this way.
Jack and I are back on air to say how definitively... Hi, everyone. To say how definitively better New Order is than Joy Division.
Yeah, New Order rips. And Joy Division, they're all right.
In terms of, I know some person from high school likes Joy Division more. I think my dad might like Joy Division more. I don't really know. Yeah. I feel like he should like New Order more. Just
my dad
what
is
I know.
A big New Order guy. Never into Joy Division.
Though. I know. Oh, your dad was wearing that New Order shirt.
Yeah.
Oh my God, true. It was my Age dad, of Consent,
yeah.
right?
It was well, yeah,
Age
Power
of Consent
Corruption
album. But yeah,
yeah.
Thank
my
you
dad,
Power Corruption and Lies. Whatever.
My siblings and I got my dad a shirt with the Power Corruption and Lies album cover for like Father's Day. A few years ago, and he wears it like
no. See,
at least
I can't
once
get my dad
weeks.
Band T-shirts because he owns every band T-shirt already in a
yeah
in the world.
Yeah.
But that was Temptation. Next, we're gonna hear "Steal My Sunshine" from Len, the classic. Do you know the song, Jack? It's very big in the 90s.
Maybe.
It's really fun and stupid.
Sounds good.
Yeah, that was us waiting in. Enjoy, dance. I know this seems like a non sequitur from what I was playing before. It's not. Different side of the 90s. Still dancing, still having fun.
We love fun.
I like how we're two friends speaking over the track of two friends speaking over the track.
I suppose. I hadn't considered that. But yeah.
Enjoy!
What do you suppose we should do? Well, does he like butter tarts?
I was lying on the grass of Sunday.
I did once before, but this is pretty bad.
Yeah, what do you think she got up to last night?
Jared! I love you!
I was flying on the bench, sliding in the park across the street. L-A-T-E-R, that week. My sticky paws were in the making straws, and I think that's the loopy treats.
Somehow Jack doesn't know this song.
I hadn't heard it till now, but can
1999
I share,
classic.
Can I share my long-winded?
Yeah, go ahead.
Like, take on it, not analogy, but it's like I said that this song sort of sounds like if Sebo Matto was like was trying to be American in like a Canadian way.
I love Toronto.
Shout out Toronto, the six, running through the six with my woes.
Oh wait, aren't his photos on Twitter? Isn't that what you were talking about last night?
Yes, but I don't know. I don't think we should talk about that on.
No,
on
that was incredibly elusive of me.
Yeah.
Next, we're gonna hear another probably questionable choice.
Yep.
It's not what from who you think. Love you, AJ Cook.
But I think I could love her. Crimson and clover. I wish she'd come walking over. Now I've been waiting to show.
Hi everyone, it's Lily again. My dad sent me a text, my loyal listener, my father, whom I love dearly. He said, long ways from Joy Division to Steal My Sunshine, even longer to Crimson and Clover, which was released in 68, and as I just discovered, as a rough mix after a radio station leaked it. And Jack, all I have to say is that I think today, us playing the helicopter remix from Diplo, it's probably the same.
Sort of. Although that remix was at least like a little bit official. And like not official enough to be on streaming now. But official enough to like
be on YouTube.
Well, official enough to have been made and released.
But I hope you all enjoyed AJ Cook's Crimson and Clover. Oh my gosh,
AG
Cook. God.
Sorry.
God bless PC.
We love PC music.
And then, you know, I can't believe you've streamed ever. Anyways, now we have Secrecy is incredibly important to the both of them.
Great song. Great artist.
Today you're seeing how people have been dancing from 1968 forward, and how I, as a 19-year-old who was dumb and born in 2004, mixes up everything before me as one monolith.
Yeah.
Historicism is real, everyone.
Yeah.
Enjoy! Also, I forgot to sign off. I am Lily, this is Lily, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Top Freeform Radio. I need to work on my radio voice, and I hope you guys tune in to the Lily Show, hopefully with the other Lily, every Saturday at 3 p.m. forever and ever and always, and Crimson and Clover. Bye-bye.